The board investigating the Columbia shuttle disaster issued its first set of recommendations today, 11 weeks after the shuttle broke up over Texas. The guidance focuses on a few important details and does not attempt to address the central cause of the accident, which is still uncertain. But these preliminary recommendations will give NASA lead time to start improving its procedures as it prepares to resume shuttle operations. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The first of today's two recommendations stems from some unhappy history during Columbia's flight. NASA engineers debated asking U.S. intelligence services to provide photographs of the shuttle in orbit in order to see whether a chunk of debris that hit the shuttle at liftoff had done any visible harm. NASA officials decided not to push that request. But the Columbia Accident Investigation Board says on-orbit photos of the shuttle should be a requirement. The second recommendation is less obvious. It calls for NASA to change the way it inspects key parts of the shuttle. Investigation Board member Admiral Stephen Turcotte says this stems from the fact that most of the shuttles are decades old and getting older.
And if you look at all of the shuttles, there is corrosion on all of the shuttles in various forms. And Columbia, being one of the oldest, did have some corrosion issues.
Some of that corrosion resulted from rainwater that worked its way into the shuttles, but a more insidious corrosion occurs on the leading edge of the shuttle's wings. At a briefing earlier this week, Turcotte noted that these wing edges bear the brunt of the heat of re-entry, and though they are made of tough carbon material, they are also thin.
As you know, this was designed primarily to bring the shuttle back and forth about 100 times. As it's aged, that has changed slightly. Some are anywhere down from 30 to 40 flights all the way up to 50 flights, just depending on the location of where it is. And as this craft has flown, or the several craft have flown, we found a lot of anomalies.
Those anomalies include pinholes, apparently caused by flecks of chemically reactive paint falling off the launch pad structure, and they include cracks in a protective coating on the surface of this material. NASA technicians examine these critical parts by eye and with magnifying glasses between flights. But the investigation board says that's not good enough. They are now recommending that NASA employ more sophisticated means, X-rays, ultrasound, or some other method, to inspect this wing edge material before every flight. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe said today that there is no readily available technology to inspect this material, so the agency is asking its experts to come up with a technology to address this and future recommendations.
How we fix them is going to be a matter that we'll have to debate. But internally, our sense of it is that resources necessary to do this are going to be available, and that we'll assess whatever else may be necessary as we go along.
Future recommendations may prove to be more difficult to address. In particular, O'Keefe noted that investigators have been critical of the way NASA tracks trends in seemingly acceptable events, like falling debris at liftoff, in order to recognize that the trends actually add up to serious problems.
And that's an interesting diagnostic issue, and it's one that we really need to really pray over a lot more and understand a lot better and employ a different risk management kind of approach to fully work through those kinds of anomalies and therefore make corrections before they ever need to be.
These deeper institutional recommendations are likely to emerge in the coming months as investigators continue to dig toward the root causes of the Columbia disaster. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.